Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained how Russia's invasion of Ukraine is being fought in military, political, financial, and cyberspace spheres. The economic sanctions announced last week by President Biden and others around the world are having some negative effects on Russia's government and the economy, but to a far less degree than claimed by the White House. For example, President Biden announced sanctions on the 10 largest Russian banks. What he forgot to mention is that sanctions were not imposed on several of the largest banks operating in Russia. Why? Because several large banks operating in Russia are not Russian. The French bank Société Générale reports that it serves 5 million personal and 9,000 business customers in Russia. America's Citibank touts its 500,000 customer accounts in Russia. Austria's Raiffeisen Bank is the 10th largest bank operating in Russia in total assets and 8th largest in number of retail customers. Italy's UniCredit told Reuters last week that it is the 12th largest bank in Russia with almost 8 billion euros in customer loans at the end of last year. These and other foreign banks in Russia are specifically exempt from President Biden's sanctions on Russia. Further, the Russian government was not cut off from the SWIFT system of international payments. Why not? Well, the economic sanctions do not prohibit imports of Russian oil and natural gas into America, which would not be imported if the U.S. were unable to send funds to Russia to pay for them. Also, the Russian government and businesses have hundreds of billions in loans borrowed from foreign banks and investors. If Russia were cut off from the SWIFT payment system, there might not be any means whereby loan repayments could be sent. If Russia were to cut off such payments, it would impose crippling losses on many of the world's largest banks. This is why the economic sanctions on Russia announced by President Biden are having much less impact on the Russian government than the White House wants the American public to believe. Biden doesn't want Americans to realize that the U.S. government and businesses are helping prop up the Russian government. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.